I'm sure on Wednesday evening many of us were excited as we were watching the World Series. Boston, of course, won, and then the whole city of Boston erupted in this great joy and so on. Here they had won the World Series. Well, in a same similar way, at least, we do the same today. We honor those who won the World Series in a spiritual sense. We honor all those saints of all ages, of all time, places, circumstances, who lived holy lives, who truly kept the faith. As St. Paul said in his own life, I've run the race, I've fought the good fight, I've kept the faith, and now a merited crown awaits me. So we honor all of these saints, of all many different kinds of saints, different places, and so on. But as we do so, and in mind of the World Series, we have to remember that we aren't just fans. It's easy to be in the stadium and watch the team do all the work. But we have to remember, this isn't a spectator sport, but rather, we're part of the team. We're called to be saints. Yes, we look to them for their example. We rely on their prayers and their intercession. But in all, what is important today is not just to honor them, to celebrate them, rejoice in the fact that they're in heaven, but to commit ourselves again to be like them. After all, we aren't just spectators in the stands. When St. John sees that beautiful vision of heaven and all of those saints clothed in white standing around the altar of the Lord, we should remember we're part of that, except here on earth. After all, through our own baptism, we've been anointed, just like St. John saw of those saints. We were clothed in white at our baptism to show that we received that new life of grace, just as those saints wear white. And we stand around the throne of God too, except we call it an altar. So we're here very mindful. We're part of this communion of saints, the faithful in heaven, united with the faithful in purgatory, united with us here on earth. So the real challenge then is, my brothers and sisters, not to ever slip into becoming the spectator, but rather to be mindful we're called to be the saint, the real witness of faith. Yes, it's not easy. Our Lord never said it would be easy. He said, take up your cross and follow him each day. So we're called then to rely on his help and to grow in holiness. We do that through that same basic little paradigm, to pray each day, to stay close to our Lord, especially in the Holy Eucharist, to take time to renounce sin and go to confession, to continue to learn about our faith, what we believe, through reading sacred scripture or other sources like the Catechism, because that knowledge brings us into a deeper friendship. And then, of course, to actually bear the witness, to do the good works. We should be mindful that none of the saints had it easy, whether easy circumstances of life or even an easy vocation in which they lived. Some saints struggled in the circumstances of their family, some with persecution, like during the Roman times, or more recently during the times of communism, Nazism. All of them knew it wasn't easy, but they weren't discouraged. They kept on struggling along, trying to run that race, fight the good fight, and keep the faith. And so must we. So we look then to all these wonderful saints who've gone before us, who are cheering us on, who are helping us in so many ways. I can only encourage you to have a good devotion to a particular saint. Maybe it's your name saint or confirmation saint or some other saint, but rely on that saint's help. Oftentimes in my own life, I think of Saint Joseph and I ponder and I think, well, what would Saint Joseph do in this circumstance? Or I'll say, Saint Joseph, I need your help. And that help comes. So let us have a strong devotion to the saints. But again, make this day a day of renewal, a day of recommitment that we're called to be part of the team, to do our best to run the race, fight the good fight, keep the faith. May God bless you.